This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Martha Vandenberg is founder and president of the Human Trafficking Legal Center. She says when it comes to forced labor issues in China, the problem is not just with cotton.
CBP has very actively enforced WROs on individual fishing vessels, looking largely at longline tuna fishing vessels flagged in Taiwan. Many of those petitions have been put in by Greenpeace. The problem that we have is that the Seafood Import Management Program, SIMP, which tracks seafood coming into the United States, only covers 13 varieties of fish and seafood. That's only about 40% coming into the United States. I have to admit, we are way behind the Europeans because Europe at this point tracks 100% of seafood coming into their markets. And so we would strongly suggest that Congress increase the scope of the Seafood Import Management Program run by NOAA so that it covers all seafood coming in. One of the great problems that we have as NGOs filing petitions with CBP is that we don't have to just to file evidence of forced labor. We also have to show that it's coming into the U.S. market, which without seafood tracing at 100% level is extremely difficult.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.